Well, welcome to the Dad Podcast, all six of you. We are excited to finally bring you. You guys have no idea what we've been through to bring you this entertainment, in quotation marks.
It was at least 2 hours of me having to listen to Cameron do nothing.
Yeah. Well, the first time we tried to do this was over the 4th of July weekend, and we had a pretty decent conversation.
Yeah.
It was decent, and it would have been a really good pilot episode, and my computer decided to kill half of it.
All, really.
Yeah, I mean, because like I couldn't just put it up the way it was, so that was frustrating. And then tonight, I finally find this audio because, as you can probably tell, Chad is calling me using Skype.
Yeah.
And I found an app that pipes in that audio and my microphone together. This is really riveting stuff. And we put it into the same thing so we can actually do this. And as soon as we finally got it figured out, and we started talking, and we were getting into it, getting a little groove going, a message popped up on my computer, and it said, hey, your 30-minute free trial is up, so now we're going to start piping static into Chad's audio until you purchase this app for $99.
It's a big F you.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. And now like I'm a couple glasses of wine in and it was very necessary. And now we're here though. And that's the whole point. Yeah. This is the Dad Bod cast because we're two boys with dad bods. And this is our podcast.
All right. So, let's get right into it, huh?
Yeah. Tell everyone who you are.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to use
that. As if they don't know.
I don't think they do. my name is Chad Hoy. Are we doing fun facts again?
You can do a fun fact if you'd like to.
I'll just do the same one.
Okay.
Yeah, so my name is Chad Hoy, and I've been hit by a car twice in my lifetime.
We need to talk about that because I had no idea. And you just, that was a throwaway comment. You can't just throw away. Yeah, I've been hit by a car twice.
Not the same car. Oh. Two different cars.
That's important. So we're going to get to that. I'm Cameron Weaver. And basically, well, my fun fact is that I play tuba. Or I used to. I mean, I still could. If you put a tuba in my hands, I could play the VeggieTales theme song.
But how often is someone just going to put a tuba in your hands? You know?
Not as often as high school told me that they would.
Yeah, even in Nashville, you'd think it would happen here and there, but I guess.
I think I would still be the only person in Nashville playing the tuba. If I had a sousaphone, I'd go down to Broadway right now and follow people around. And play, yeah, and play that one song until I was either arrested or they paid me. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Just cut this part out. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm the one editing this, bitch. I wanted to call this podcast the Dad Podcast, but I had a couple other names. Do you mind if I throw these out here first, Chad?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. These were some other podcast name ideas that I think are quite fitting. The Chad Hoy Experience. Chad and Co. Chad Chats. And this one was my favorite. And we could still use this if we get sued for using Dad Podcast. Like anyone who actually has Dad Podcast as their title would hear ours. Chad and the Oak Hill Poor Man's version of Chad Hoy talk about stuff.
Oh.
I think that one has a ring to it.
Yeah. Has it? I mean, Except, like, if this ever does reach a wider audience, it won't.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that's true. It won't make any sense. But so for all our day one fans, our number one, our OG listeners, that's for you.
Yeah, aka our parents.
Oh my gosh, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. I'm not going to tell her about it because I feel saucy and I feel like I might curse.
Oh no.
I feel like I might say a couple words that she doesn't like.
Yeah, I'll probably curse, but you know, it's the beautiful thing about the internet is like you can kind of separate yourself from yourself, and like, so like you can be all like popping off on Twitter, you know, but like in real life, it's you're just who you are.
Well, I mean, look at my Snapchat. Please don't ever. But you know what I mean? Like I. Like, your Twitter game is so strong, and, like, I don't have that much of a Twitter presence, but, like, I feel like where I shine with the really stupid stuff and sometimes funny is Snapchat, and I don't show, like, my mom doesn't have my Snapchat because it's a character, you know? Like, the way we portray ourselves on the internet, it's all just, like, it's not who we really are. Like, Instagram, I feel like, is the more positive place. Twitter's usually the funny place or, like, the, I just took two shits today. You know, and then Snapchat is like videos of you taking those two shits and doing stupid voices and putting some motherfucking dog ears on your face. Wow, I really I'm into it, man.
We're going for it. So I'm 100% sure my dad will probably listen to this. And this is actually funny you brought up my Twitter presence. So like my dad has a Twitter and he follows me.
Oh, no.
But, like, so, like, I've, like, looked at his Twitter here and there, and I just never thought he used it. But I was at a Hall & Oates concert with my sister.
Rad.
Shout out. She'll probably listen. with my sister, who is, okay, so she's 37, but she won't want me to say that. But she's 37. And like,
not editing it.
Yeah, and I, like, I tweeted... Nothing like being at a Hall & Oates concert with your 37-year-old sister who is smashed. she was lit. And so I'm like at like this family dinner, me, my dad, my sister, and my dad's girlfriend. And my dad like brought up that tweet and like told me that he had showed Abby. And I was like... It's like it's one of those things where
what a narc.
What a narc. No, but yeah, it's just like it's something that I never expected him or her to read.
Right.
And then I got to thinking and I was like, oh my god, what other things has my dad like actually read that I never intended for anyone in my family to read that I don't even want to read, you know, like.
Yeah.
So that's fun. And also with the Snapchat thing, my mom tried to add me on Snapchat and I blocked her.
As you do.
I was like, Mom, this is just one thing. This is one part of me that you don't need to see.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is for me.
Yeah. So what's our concept here? What are we getting into in this podcast?
I don't know, man. I just thought we would just talk about, you know, what's been going on. And maybe if we get some traction, people can, like, do our job for us and tell us what to talk about.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If we get some traction. So
yeah, we'll just leave it down in the comment section down below.
Yeah, there's no comment section.
Leave us
a review on iTunes.
Leave us a review on iTunes and give us 5 stars. Like and subscribe for new videos every week.
Actually, if you could give us 0 stars,
that'd be rad.
That'd be much preferred. Because sometimes, like, people go looking for bad podcasts, you know?
Yeah, that's us. Oh my gosh, that could be our thing.
Yeah, our thing.
The Bad Dad Podcast.
The Bad Podcast.
Oh, wait. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Well, it doesn't make as much sense as Dad Bod.
Yeah.
So let's cover some of these topics we've got.
Whoa, hold on a second. What are you? Did you put your phone in your mouth, Chad?
Oh no, sorry. What's that?
What is that? What'd you do differently?
Nothing.
It sounds scratchy.
Scratchy?
Yeah, like you're cutting in and out.
Is it better?
It's a little better now.
Is it better?
No, now it's worse.
Okay, I unplugged it. It's worse?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's worse.
Well, shit. Well,
that's better. That's fine. You're good now.
Okay, I've been just holding it the same way the whole time.
Well, don't you dare move an inch, baby boy, because now it's better and it's back. Oh, boy.
So, I have a couple topics that we can talk about. So the first one, and we don't have to leave it in, but this is what I wrote, is how Rosart crayons fucking sucked compared to Crayola crayons. So my thing with Rosart crayons was just kind of like one. They did not color as well. And two, they were just like, they were smelly. Like, they smelled like they were made with earwax a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right?
I mean, yeah. I agree.
Can you relate here, or am I the only person?
Yeah, no. No, I totally get it. I was just letting you talk.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's like, I distinctly remember... I went to Marion Community Schools in Indiana, not the best funded schools. We did have Crayola crayons, but I just remember that, like, the poor kids used Rosart crayons. So, like,
so
everyone
you had a stigma about them.
They really do. And so, not that, like, being poor is bad.
They also wiped their asses with Scott instead of Charmin.
Who's Scott? Oh.
Is that a thing in Indiana?
Scott toilet paper?
Yeah.
I think so. But there's a really bad toilet paper that Aldi sells.
Yeah.
4 rolls for $0.59.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You might as well wipe with the change.
No, I think the toilet paper definitely works better for
that's
that.
That's two jokes in a row that did not land, ladies and gentlemen. This is riveting stuff.
Yeah, so everyone did, like, buy their own crayons.
Right.
You know, like, but also, like, in art class, it was like everyone fought over the Crayolas because, like, you know, Crayolas are better.
Yeah.
And that's really all I have to say on the matter.
I totally agree with that, though. Rosart's for scrubs.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That totally makes sense to me.
I'm glad that's been validated 16 years later.
Yeah, that's a long time to be harboring that.
Well, you know, some things, what else are you going to do with it?
Let us know in the comments down below if you colored with Rosart or Crayola. Tell us what your favorite picture they ever drew with them is.
Actually, if you colored with Rosart, you should just stop listening right now.
Yeah, we don't want your poor asses listening. Because we're going to start a Patreon, and we know you can't donate. Too far?
Oh, no. I have the old man cough laugh.
You do? I just assumed maybe you were under the weather.
I don't know. I think I ate some bad mayo. So maybe.
How do you know if mayo goes bad? Mayo's already kind of bad to begin with, right?
Well, I opened it. So it was in the fridge, and I opened it, and it was a little... It wasn't screwed on tight, but I was like, this will be okay.
Yeah.
Not sure there was. I have a little tummy ache.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll be all right, though.
Oh, man. I get tummy aches from thinking about my childhood. Do you get tummy aches from thinking about your childhood? That sounded really bad. Can I Can I explain?
What a segue.
What a segue. You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But thank you for pointing out my segue. But
yeah.
No, I just meant that, like, you know, when you think about things that you did as a little, and you get all cringy thinking about it, and you think about it a lot at night. Well, when
not
you're trying to sleep. Oh, really? Just me?
Well, I'm not going to say it. I don't want it to be just you. I don't want to leave you on an island, but...
Let us know in the comments down below if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God, is that our catchphrase?
It's my catchphrase? No, but I seriously, I'll lay awake at night thinking of all the stupid shit I did. And I have a new one for you. This is one that I've been thinking about a lot lately.
God.
Because it happened to me on Saturday. Let me set the scene for you.
You did it on Saturday or you thought about it on Saturday?
No, this happened on Saturday.
Okay.
Just recently. So this was on Saturday a few days ago. Let me paint the picture for you.
Paint it.
It was a cold afternoon. Even though it was August, there was a storm rolling in. The whole week before, the weather was about 92 to 98 degrees every day. It was Nick Lachey out there. But this day, thank you, this day, it was rainy, it was dark, it was cold, it was windy. And I went to my friend's diaper party. And a diaper party, apparently, this is new to me. I'm going to stop talking like that. I need to explain what diaper party is, because I didn't know what it was either.
Yeah.
So you have a baby shower, right?
Yeah.
For your first baby. Well, they already have a first baby. We've already been there, done that, seen that, showered that. So this is a diaper party where basically they're having their second kid. I love these guys, by the way. And this is what makes the story even that much worse. We're good friends. No, I mean, you know what I mean. Guys is like, what is that word, androgynous? That's not the right word.
No, that is the wrong word, actually.
No, these are my friends. They're a man and a woman, and they have a little baby boy.
Okay.
And they're going to have a little baby girl here in October. And they were like the first few friends that we made down here in Nashville. That my brother and his wife made, but then I tag along because I'm the third wheel and fifth wheel all the time. But anyway, like, so we're friends. We're good friends. So they invited us to their diaper party, and we're at this diaper party. And I don't have a lot of experience, you know. I growing up, I was the youngest in the family. So I've never been around, you know, young kids or babies or anything like that. So, like, you know, it's just something I never grew up with. So I've always been terrified of babies. And so today, or that day, you know, I was like, you know what? This is stupid. I'm 23 years old. I can hold a baby and not drop it and not, you know, maim it, not break it, not spill beer on it. And so my friend's baby, the first one, is at their house. I'm in their kitchen. And little baby Anderson, he's over a year old. I don't know how many months. I don't pay attention to that stuff. He could walk. That's the point. He looks at me and he smiles and he's like freaking out and he starts walking over to me and I'm like, oh, cool. This is my moment. This is my chance to show everybody here that I can hold a baby correctly.
Oh, no.
And things didn't work out. That bouncing baby boy walked right over to me. I put my arms under his armpits. I was at his level at first, and then I stood up, raising him up a little bit because I was going to, you know, hike him up onto my arm, as people do, as how they hold babies.
Yeah, yeah.
But this particular kitchen had a low-hanging ceiling light.
Oh, no.
And I bumped that baby's head directly into the light, pulled him straight down, held him against my bosom, and I started crying. And then the baby started crying.
Oh, no.
He was fine. He was fine. But I literally, I like, I'm cringing just telling that story. And I think about it a lot. And I'm so sad. I'm so sad.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the show The Oblongs?
No. Well, I mean, yes, and.
Oh, just forget it. It's not even good. There was just a kid that had soft spots all over his head.
Oh.
It was like a weird cartoon that was really for adults, but I watched it when I was like 12 and 13 because it was on Adult Swim.
Like Rocco's Modern Life.
It had the dad with that had no limbs or legs.
What the heck?
I couldn't tell you, man. It's a weird show.
You know what they call it when two amputees have sex?
Oh, no.
No, this is a real thing if you Google it.
Oh.
We're going to alienate some of our listeners, I feel like.
Wait, I think I know. Okay, just tell me.
It's called nugget porn.
That's what I thought.
But we're not terrible people. We're just privileged white boys who think we should have a podcast.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. Okay, so...
Let us know if you want us to get into that later in the comment section down below.
Okay, so...
But yeah, that was my weekend.
Yeah, so speaking of baby bumps.
Boom.
I like that
stand-up security vehicle that you just rode on right there.
Yeah. Some people call me Paul Blart.
Boom.
And not because, like, I ride a Segway, but because I look a lot like Kevin James.
Oh, man.
It's not even that I look like Kevin James. I guess it's just that we act similarly. And after binge-watching the entire series King of Queens...
Yeah.
I can say, yeah, we do. We act well.
That's a great show, man.
Yeah. It doesn't get the hype it deserves, man. It's kind of like... I'm not going to say it's like same level as Seinfeld.
Right.
But it's close.
That's my hotel show. Like, if I'm ever in a hotel... And I'm flipping through the channels. I feel like it's always on at some point on local cable. So I will sit and watch King of Queens a lot when I'm in hotels.
Oh, yeah. It's on TBS about any hour of any day.
Yeah. But
either that or Seinfeld is going to be on TBS.
Yeah.
Or the fucking Big Bang Theory. But we don't have to talk about
that show.
We don't
talk about that show.
Yeah. That show's... Hey, you know what? And if any of our listeners, a.k.a. 12 people that will be listening. If any of you like the Big Bang Theory, I'm going to need you to stop listening because our comedies don't coincide.
I said, hey, Jordan, before you said the Big Bang Theory comment. I don't want people to think that I associate Jordan with watching the Big Bang Theory. I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
Shout out to Jordan a second time.
Hey, Jordan. Third time.
Three times the charm.
All right, so let's keep moving.
Let's talk about baby bumps.
Let's talk about baby bumps. Yeah.
Oh, that was my neck.
Actually, this has nothing to do with baby bumps. I just wanted to move on. So I guess it kind of can because it's about a little kid. Did you ever watch Peanuts?
Like Charles Schultz Peanuts?
Yes, Cameron.
Then yeah.
Okay. So, like, you know, like the Christmas movies and all those things.
I'm sorry. Did you mean Jim Henson's Peanuts?
Did you mean
Bill Cosby's Peanuts Say the Darndest Things?
Do you mean Planner's Peanuts?
Do you mean Mr. Peanuts?
Did you mean Almonds? Which are similar. Actually, do you know peanuts are legumes?
Lagoons?
Legumes.
Oh, like I didn't know that was a word until right now.
Oh, like kidney beans are legumes?
You're making that up.
No. Okay, forget it. All right, so... I kind of get worried sometimes about Pigpen.
Tell me why you get worried about Pigpen.
Well, the kid is... this is such a shitty first run. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're just going to power through and never do this again. Okay, so Pigpen is kind of like, like, he seems to be, like, homeless and no one cares. Like, they, like, but they hang out with him.
That's true.
But that kid is clearly homeless. Like, he smells bad. And he's always got, like, flies around him. And no one does anything. And,
or
like,
what if he's poor? What if he goes home, his parents are, like, fighting, and they don't go to work, and they can't pay the electric bill, and so he stinks, and he colors with rose art crayons.
I'll bet he does. I bet he doesn't even have crayons.
He colors with the dirt that he collects on his shirt.
Yeah. Poor ass.
Another brown cow, Pigpen. This is not going on our cardboard box fridge.
So, Pigpen just seems to be in pretty bad shape. And in a way, it's beautiful because they accept him and they hang out with him and he comes to all their get-togethers.
Yeah.
Where they ice skate and stuff. But in another way, it's like, hey, how can you guys be so aloof that you don't give a fuck about what is going on in Pigpen's life?
Yeah, where's that special?
You're just letting it happen. Where's the Charlie Brown, Pigpen's parents hit him special? Where's the domestic, or not domestic, where's the child abuse? Oh, I was trying to work that in, but I can't do the womp womps very well.
Well, I'm glad I could help you there.
Dad, you're always so angry. Oh, please cut that out. Okay, it's so.
No, that's the best joke we're ever gonna tell.
So like, I'm just worried, and I wonder what he's doing now. Like, where is Pigpen?
We need to start the hashtag. Prayers for Pigpen.
Prayers for Pigpen. We'll start a GoFundMe. Yeah, GoFundMe. Is that what people do when, like, somebody's in trouble?
I think so.
Yeah. I've had several friends start GoFundMes, like, so they can go to B-dubs.
Whoa. Did they make it?
Yeah.
Don't you have to plan that out, like, a month in advance? Like, you have 30 days? Like, they're, like, in a month from now. I'm going to want some B-dubs real bad. Well, but I'm probably not going to have money.
Or you can do like it's GoFundMe, or there's like another like short-term one.
Okay.
It's just like money, please.
I call that Venmo.
Oh, yeah, that one works too. I've used Venmo a lot. I've made profit off Venmo.
That's impressive.
What I do is, I drink heavily, and then I get on Venmo, and I just request absurd amounts of money from people, like $1.29 for a Casio recorder, and like sometimes people give you money.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, it's
they just give you money.
So like you get on Venmo and you go to like the world button.
Yeah.
Up top. And you can, like, see all these transactions that are, like, public.
Yeah.
And you just start clicking names and asking them for money.
That's so cool. I'm going to do that. I'm going to panhandle like a millennial.
Yeah, just know that you'll get denied a lot, but...
Well, I mean, I get denied a lot on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So I can handle it.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, for every 50, there's like one that gives me $2, but like it works. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I read you some of the things I've used for, because in Venmo you can put in the subject line what you're paying the person for. Can I read you a couple of mine?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. One time, I didn't know that these were public. This is the very first time I used Venmo, and it's actually to you, Chad.
Oh, no.
This was back at our buddy Braden's wedding.
Oh, no.
And I paid you $20 for a flask Benchmark bourbon. Dry hand jobs and other various sexual favors is what I put in the subject line.
Yeah. I remember that.
Then on July 16th, I paid my brother $50 for Beer Fest tickets, a six pack, and a couple of careless whispers. And 5 days ago, I paid my brother again $20. And this is what I put. Thanks for the Subway, B-dubs, and Nickelback's greatest hits on cassette.
On cassette. That's what really got.
Yeah. Otherwise, that would have just been sad.
Just put, like, when you ask random people for money, put something that just, like, that's kind of relatable but also ridiculous. Like one that I actually made money off of, I charged a girl $2 in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put, trying to get Boy Meets World the whole collection.
I would have given a stranger a couple bucks if I thought they were going to be sincere about it.
No, because honestly, okay, I wasn't, so that wasn't sincere. That's just what I put, I know. Unfortunately. But, like, I looked at the collection for Boy Meets World the other day, and it was like,
it's expensive.
$58 for all the DVDs.
Oh, wait, that's less expensive than I previously thought.
Oh.
So that's, well, cool.
For me, that's expensive.
No, I get that. For me, it's expensive, too, but, like, You know, How I Met Your Mother box set is like a cool hundo.
Yeah, but who would ever fucking buy that?
Bite your face off. You had me so flustered that was the stupidest thing I could have said to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really don't like How I Met Your Mother.
I know you don't, Chad. We're not. That's not what this podcast is about, though. I'm going to do what Jesus said to do and turn that cheek. I'm going to turn that other cheek.
Okay.
We're allowed to do whatever we want.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of this podcast. The whole concept here is that really we ramble and you listen. And maybe eventually we'll have some ads for like Blue Apron or some shit. Trademark pack.
Today's episode of the Dad Bod podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Did you know that you can get on Amazon Prime right now and set up a click-to-order button on your favorite products that you just stick around your house? Say you need some laundry detergent. Say you're out of that. You want your clothes to smell good and be all soft. But, oh, no, you're out of laundry detergent. What are you going to do, Chad?
I'm going to go to Target.
Yeah, well, that sucks. Who wants to drive in their car and go to Target? I mean, I do, because Target's pretty cool. But
yeah,
who has the time? We're busy adults trying to do adult things. We're like, we do our laundry and work a job.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, yes and. So you just want to click on this little Amazon Prime button, and they'll ship you some laundry detergent right to your front door. It's as easy as this. That was me pushing the microphone. Just one little tap. You tap your phone all gosh darn ding dong day. Why not tap a little button and get some cool stuff sent right to your door? Amazon Prime. Go online right now. Sign up for an Amazon Prime account using the promo code DADBODCAST and receive 30% off your first Prime button.
Yeah, it has to be more than $20.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So no laundry detergent unless you buy it.
Unless you push that thing like 60 times. That's a lot. You could push it maybe 10 times. You could push it 5 times and probably spend $20.
Probably push it like 3 times.
Can I be honest with you? I don't think I've ever bought laundry detergent because I live with my brother and his wife and they buy it.
Yeah, and your brother's a tier 5 pharmacist. So.
Boom. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
That's why I live here, because I'm the black sheep of the family. I dropped out of college twice.
Not once, but you went back, and then you dropped out again.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice. That's the way. That's what we call you. Not once, but twice, Weaver.
Not once, but twice, Weaver. Yeah. Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, the ladies like that, but not your friends who went to college with you.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Chad.
Yeah, like sexually, like not once but twice with girls.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool.
That's called a double dip.
Sorry, Dad, don't listen to that part. Okay, yeah. So the double dip, Jesus. Oh, no. Okay. So what was your end goal there with Amazon Prime? You just wanted to...
I'm just saying that's how easy it could be if people want to sponsor us. Because I'm going to send this entire podcast to Amazon Prime, and I'm not going to tell them what time code to jump to. I'm just going to say, hey, we put a little sample in here.
Yeah, actually, like, can you force people to pay you for advertising for them? Could we be like, could I just be like, you know, the best pizza is Little Caesars.
Yeah, see?
The deep dish from Little Caesars is $9, and it's really good, yeah. And you should get it. And if you walk in and say, Dad Podcast, to any Little Caesars, they'll say, what the fuck are you talking about?
I like my Little Caesars like I like my women. Hot and ready. And $5.
Oh, no.
Covered in butter and garlic.
With pepperonis.
Did you just do a spit take?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I spit took my own joke.
That's how you know it was really bad.
That's how you know it was good. Yeah. Couldn't even get out of your mouth without laughing. That's the best way. That's what he said. Okay, and so...
You can't even... That's what he said it yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, if you are still listening, if you made it this far, God bless you.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to... We're going to end this.
Yeah, just let us know what you think. Chad, where can they find you on the internets?
Oh, yeah, sure. We can plug my social media. So my social media is just my name, at Chad Hoy, C-H-A-D-H-O-Y, for everything. Snapchat, Twitter, don't add me on Facebook. It's just Snapchat, Twitter. Instagram, I post like once every 2 weeks.
Nice.
Mostly follow me on Twitter. Just follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter. But that Instagram, that's non-committal. You know, like you're not going to be... spammed.
Yeah. And so I'm Chad, that's me, and this is my compatriot Cameron Weaver.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter, even though I'm not as cool as Chad, at LavinousCam2, because Twitter kicked my first account off.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, that was bullcrap.
Still a mystery.
Yeah. LavinousCam, and the number 2. And then on Instagram and Snapchat, it's just Lavinous Cam Sans 2. So don't put that 2 there. But we're also going to probably make a email so you can submit what you want us to talk about.
We already have an email.
We do?
Yeah, I made one for when we made a Twitter together.
Go ahead and give them that email then.
So it is hoyweave@gmail.com. I get top billing, of course. So it's hoyweave@gmail.com. Send us your submissions.
Yeah.
Send us some questions. We can give you advice. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
We'll give advice.
We'll do whatever. Well, we'll read everything you send us.
Yeah, because it'll probably be one email, and it'll be from my dad, and it'll probably be like, hey, how about you stop?
Have you ever heard a baby? Let us know in our email. hoyweave@gmail.com.
All right, so I think we've got a podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. We'll make another one, maybe, if this one does well. Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye.